for downloading this meditation. Christ is not only our teacher, but he is also our Redeemer. He is the Son of Abraham, the Son of God in Matthew's Gospel. Christ is our Redeemer who saves his people from their sins. We know that we are saved in Christ, but Christ still gives very strong exhortations in the Sermon on the Mount. How do we conform unto the Lord when our sins are taken away? In other words, if the consequence for sin is taken away, then why heed or desire to conform to the Lord and listen to these exhortations given at the Sermon on the Mount? How do we know if we have been faithful enough to enter into the glory of heaven? Do we rest in our faithfulness, as some might understand the Sermon on the Mount? Ultimately, how do we rest in Christ's finished work, taking comfort that he is our ascended Lord and not our dead Lord? Please stay tuned as we seek to answer these questions in this upcoming series on the Sermon on the Mount. Well, thank you for downloading this meditation. Last time we heard that the ones who mourn are those who are ironically blessed, because it is a sign that they are longing for the age to come. Christ promises that they will not be disappointed because the kingdom of God is present with his arrival in history. Well, the next blessing in the Sermon on the Mount is blessed are the meek. The meek are actually blessed. Now, these are the weak people. The meek are those who are gentle and mild. Such people are not characterized as assertive. The notion of seize the day is most likely not going to be their mantra as they wake up every morning. Meekness is not just a weakness, though, or just a call for us to be laid back. Meekness is what characterizes Christ's ministry. We turn again to Matthew 11. Christ is exhorting us to take his yoke upon us because he is meek. He is not just gentle, but Christ is literally meek. It is in his meekness that we find rest for our souls. Now, why would we submit to a meek or a weak Savior? First, the taking of the yoke upon us is consciously placing ourselves under Christ's control. This means that we can no longer live for ourselves. This sounds negative until we realize that we are never really free to live for self anyway. We either are slaves of sin or we are slaves of Christ. Being a slave for Christ is where we find our ultimate freedom and rest and joy. It is in being a slave of Christ we walk in the power of his Spirit, in the gracious will of his Father and our Father. Our eyes, hearts, and minds are open to desire to serve him, seeing Christ as a source of life and joy. Christ is the one who not only secures our heavenly life at the mountain of God, Mount Zion, remember the context of Christ being on the mountain, but it is Christ who empowers us to live for him. We live by the living and abiding Word of God. Second, we might say, how can a meek Savior do this? We do not want a meek warrior because we want an assertive one. It is only when God is assertive that he can be our shield and defender, right? Isn't this why John brings his request to question Christ regarding whether or not Christ is the one we are looking for or if we should look for another? This is the context of Matthew 11. Well, Matthew 21:5 tells us more about Christ. Christ is a humble redeemer, the meek one mounted on a donkey. Matthew is citing Zechariah 9 verse 9 as Christ is riding into Jerusalem. Zechariah promises that the glory and the kingdom shall come to the one who is humble and mounted on a donkey. He does not storm into Jerusalem like Joshua going into Canaan. No, he enters into the holy city only to endure the fate of the prophets, meaning that he's going to lay down his life. But Christ is not merely the one who brings a prophetic word. He is the incarnate prophetic word. He confirms the word of God. So he is a God-man who comes not only to be meek by laying down his life, but to make holy war, confirming God's promises and the promise of conquering death. He lays down his life so he can take it up again. Third, the humble Redeemer is not only in Zechariah 9 verse 9, but we also think of Psalm 37, where this is applied to us. Psalm 37:11 gives a promise that the meek will inherit the earth. It is frustrating to live in the midst of the wicked, and we want to take them out. We want to do something about the wickedness we see. However, the meek will inherit the earth. We are told not to fret because of evildoers, Psalm 37:1. They will fade away like the grass, Psalm 37:2. Our call is to trust in the Lord and to seek to do good, that is, to seek to honor Him, Psalm 37, verses 3 through 10. It is the assurance that the Lord will deal with the wicked. Our priority is a challenge to concern ourselves with how we are living before the Lord. Where to be concerned about our own eye logs, as Christ will go on to mention, and where we need to more consistently take on the yoke of Christ in our own lives. The reason for this? The Lord will deal with the wicked. We need to rest in the promise that we will inherit the earth because our Lord has taken up His life after death. When do we inherit the earth? Well, this is a promise of the second mountain. Remember where we started with the typology of Israel journeying from Sinai to Zion? Well, we are those who start in this mountain, we end at the Great Commission. The Lord has confirmed the prophetic promises, and all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Him. He has done this in His meekness, and He has taken up His life. However, when Christ comes again, it will not be a meek manifestation of Christ. Christ will flex His mighty hand, and He will publicly defend and vindicate His name and His people. He will show that He is indeed the shield and defender of His redeemed. We will be brought into that heavenly land of Canaan as we taste the blessings of our redemption now by the Holy Spirit. This is why we take the yoke of Christ upon ourselves, that by the grace of God, this is where we find our contentment and joy for life right now under the sun. I leave you with an exhortation from the Heidelberg Catechism. In the second place, that all the days of my life I rest from my evil works, allow the Lord to work in me by His Spirit, and thus begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. Answer 103. Let us find our contentment in our meek Savior, as His meek people who take His gracious yoke upon ourselves. Let us discern what is pleasing to the Lord as we live as light in the midst of darkness. Let us wait patiently for the fullness of our redemptive blessings when our Lord comes again. Let us live in a confidence that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Him. He is our shield and defender. The Father has opened our minds and our hearts so that we believe these truths. Let us then seek to be earthly pilgrims who sojourn the power of heaven's wisdom. Thank you for listening to this meditation. Until we meet again, may the Lord's blessing and peace be upon you. Thank you for watching or listening to our podcast. Belgrade URC is a Bible-believing, Reformed, confessional church that seeks to cultivate community around our Savior. If you desire to learn more about Christianity, please join us for worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. If you're not able to attend church, you can tune in to our Sunday live stream through our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our current sermon series and weekly meditation through iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher. If we are not listed on your favorite podcasting host, please let us know through our webpage, urcbelgrade.com. You can also utilize our archived sermon series on our website, urcbelgrade.com. Most of all, we hope to see you sojourning and fellowshipping with us each Sunday. Until we meet again, may the Lord's blessing and peace be upon you.